Chapter 32, A Visit to Church. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as if everything is. Albert Einstein, 1879 to 1955. I didn't make it back to church until December 2008, when Holly coaxed me out to services for the second Sunday of Advent. I was still weak, still a bit off balance, still underweight. Holly and I sat in the front row. Michael Sullivan was presiding over the service that day, and he came up and asked if I felt like lighting the second candle on the Advent wreath. I didn't want to, but something told me to do it anyhow. I stood up, put my hand on the brass pole, and strode to the front of the church with unexpected ease. My memory of my time out of the body was still naked and raw, and everywhere I turned in this place that had failed to move me much before, I saw art and heard music that brought it all right back. The pulsing bass note of a hymn echoed the rough misery of the realm of the earthworm's eye view. The stained glass windows with their clouds and angels brought to mind the celestial beauty of the gateway. A painting of Jesus breaking bread with his disciples evoked the communion of the core. I shuddered as I recalled the bliss of infinite, unconditional love I had known there. At last, I understood what religion was really all about, or at least was supposed to be about. I didn't just believe in God, I knew God. As I hobbled to the altar to take communion, tears streamed down my cheeks.